This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Now, before we started, it did appear as if everybody started laughing because I said something ahead of this discussion that they are responding to. I made a noise or something. I forget. I just had lunch, so we can forgive what the noise was. In any case, we do have an important poll up at forum.theparacast.com. That's forum.theparacast.com. And we're discussing different options for the future for the Paracast. So we'd like you to check it out and make your vote known. We'll talk about it more on After the Paracast. And what is After the Paracast? Well, that's our premium podcast that is only available if you are subscribed to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. And what we offer there is a commercial-free version of this show, better quality audio after the Paracast, and other benefits. And the most important thing to realize about that service is it is the absolute 100% best way to support the show. If you really care about the Paracast, check it out and subscribe. Really, plus.theparacast.com. Chris, we have been moving away a little bit from UFOs, except for last week's episode where you weren't present. And we've been getting into other subjects. We had Gary Lachman, the former Blondie bassist, on just a couple of weeks ago. We had Dr. Jeffrey Mishlov. But I want to bring to your attention something. Now, most of our listeners are familiar with a guy named Bob Zanotti, who is an old broadcaster that I knew as a kid, lives in Switzerland now. And he went to school, public school, in Hawthorne, New Jersey, with Debbie Harry of Blondie. And so I asked him, tell me about Debbie Harry. And he had this short response. She was very precocious and turned a lot of heads at the Hawthorne public pool in her bikini, which was bold at the time. This is like, you know, talking about the 1960s. He said further, she seemed to enjoy being admired, but she was aloof and not the social idol. I'd say she hasn't changed much. So I guess he didn't like her.
Well, whatever. You know, she was one of those kind of high school cheerleader types, I would imagine. So I'm not surprised.
And to herself, I gather.
You know, she had her eyes across the river over into Manhattan. So, again, I'm not surprised.
Okay, so that's the observation. Debbie Harry. We'll go from there. Today, Chris, you've gotten us a really good guest. This is, I think, his second appearance on the Paracast. And he's present and accounted for, along with lots of side
Michael.
Effects.
Hey.
All right. Yes, indeed, Paracast listeners. We have Michael Esposito, a longtime research and investigative associate of mine, who gets my vote for arguably the world's, in the top rung of the world's top EVP experts. He's got quite a background that includes Desert Storm, Army Intelligence, PSYOPs work that filters all the way down into haunted site investigations around the world. The most impressive EVP expert that I personally have worked with, and Michael and I have done over the years, it's been a few years, we're planning on some more investigations, but back in 2006, 2007, we went to some of the most haunted sites around his area, which is in Illinois. He's just outside of the Chicago area. And Michael, I must say, having watched Game 7 of the World Series, what do you think? Chi-Town, the Cubbies,
Yeah, 108 years in the making.
Oh, man, that was quite something. Congratulations to any of you Cub fans out there. I'm not sure if Michael's much of a sports fan. He's more of the serious, studious type. But, hey, my hat goes off to all the Cub fans out there, a long time in the waiting. Jennifer Childress, David Childress's wife, of course, is a diehard Cubs fan, and she said her grandmother's probably turning over many times in her grave because she waited for the Cubs to win the World Series her whole life, was a rabid fan. My congratulations goes out to the entire Cubby organization and all their fans. And what a great guest to have on taping after the day after Game 7. But getting back to the subject at hand, Michael has absolutely blown me away with just hundreds of electronic voice phenomenon recordings, EVPs, which are, we think, the recorded voices of people, entities, beings, what have you, that have some sort of residual presence in the present day. And as the theory goes, we're able to pick up recordings, if the conditions are correct, of these disincarnate energy forms, for lack of a better term. You know, I've been present when Michael has done EVP sessions. I've gone through and combed through the evidence. I don't have near the fine-tuned ear that he has. But, you know, to be honest with you, I've been so impressed with some of the quality recordings that Michael has acquired and accumulated that last year I produced an album of music, you know, some grooves that I had hanging around for years and some new material, and then used Michael's EVPs as vocal tracks for, you know, samples of, you know, to put on top of the music. And I must say, it takes a lot to impress me. And, you know, I am quite discerning, as most of our listeners know. And I do really applaud Michael for his efforts. He's literally traveled around the world to haunted sites and has gathered, amassed, I should say, thousands of recordings that I think bear scrutiny. Michael, welcome to the show. Why don't, you know, for our new listeners, why don't you give us a little background about yourself and how you got involved in acoustic work to begin with, and then how that dovetailed into your haunted site investigations and EVP work.
Thanks, Chris. Yeah, and Chris, it's a great album. It's, if people want to find that album, the mixes that you did, which are absolutely brilliant, they can go to on Facebook, Lost Patrol Records. Just Google, you know, on Facebook, just put in Lost Patrol Records, and that'll take them to Bandcamp page where they can get that as a download currently right now. And just one thing about the Cubs really quick, and don't get me wrong, I'm a huge hockey fan. I absolutely love the Cubs, but I read something the other day as far as Cubs baseball. Someone said fireworks, mayhem in the streets, all this yelling and screaming. Is this something we're going to have to put up with every 108 years? And I thought that was brilliant because, and again, when you mentioned that Childress' grandmother was turning in her grave, It's you're looking at an event, an energy that hasn't happened in not just a parent's lifetime, but even a grandparent's lifetime. And, you know, going back 108 years, and that's an energy event that is unprecedented, you know.
Well, so did we have a bunch of riots and everything this morning or last night? What actually transpired? I mean, I'm sure the bars were filled till closing time, but, you know, any sort of civil disobedience and, like, over-the-top partying going on? I haven't really seen any headlines or anything.
We will have to hold this announcement or there will be riots from our sponsors at the network. Michael Esposito joins Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The award-winning graphic converter, the universal genius for photo editing on your Mac. Join over 1.5 million loyal users for this Swiss Army knife photo editing app. It gives you all you expect from a top-flight image editing app with tons of features, and most important, it's easy to use. Get 20% off from lemkesoft.de/gene. That's lemkesoft.de/gene. Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in a best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-933-1427. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-933-1427. 1-800-933-1427.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So once again, a reminder that if you want to get the real special version of the show, no ads, better quality audio, and the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, if you want the number one numeral uno way to support the show, check out the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. In our previous segment, Chris asked a question of Michael Esposito. I think it's more about sports, though, and the Cubs and everything. What's your response?
Well, actually, I think it's about Northsiders versus Southsiders. Northsiders are pretty tame. They get a little loud and rambunctious, but it's all fairly safe. Chicago's had such a horrible track record as of late of shootings and such. I think anything over the top would probably be mixed in with the whole bunch. But I think for the most part, Northsiders are pretty well civilized. So it's not a big issue. No overturning cars, no setting fire to stuff.
And if they did, they would be playing that to the skies about the unruly people in Chicago. So you have to give a good impression. Let's give some impressions about this mystical stuff. Because over the course of this episode, we'll be hearing some of the sound effects you provide. And as we understand, Chris sampled them for his new album. Now, before I go on, I listened to a few of these before we went on. And I have a whole bunch of files in readiness, and you'll have to tell me which ones you want to hear, and we'll cue them up for the listeners. The question is sometimes what you hear is vague enough, you know, you can kind of imply what you think they are. Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, there's always been a kind of a duality or a paradigm of thoughts between whether or not it's real EVP or if there is audio paradia involved or what have you. But if you listen closely, you can earmark certain audio characteristics that can only be human-made. And I did a lot of work with a speech pathologist out in Colorado and really got a good handle on certain utterances, certain sounds that only could be made by humans, not animals or ambient noise, such as walking through rumbling leaves in a cemetery or things like that. So, you know, things like glottal stops and the tapping of the T, and there's a certain characteristic to them that I think makes them very distinctly humanoid.
That begs the question. We're talking about humanoid sounds coming out of the ethers. How do we explain that sort of disconnect between a human voice box producing an acoustic signature and something that appears to be manufactured that way, but there's no sound generation, obviously, you know, apparent to the person that's doing the actual recording.
That's actually a really good point. And my initial desire is to claw my way into my theories on microsound and the rest of the quantum physics theory that I've been working on. But before I do that, let me pose this to make it one step deeper. That would require actually belief that comes from an actual physical or tangible environment. Indeed, what if our own energy is, acting as an antenna, actually putting these sounds onto recording media? Now, granted, you know, recorders are all analog because microphones are basically metal rods with coil wrapped around them. So they're all analog. The digital end of things are some of the sound processing and the storage. That's where you go into digital. And that's really kind of neither here nor there, except when we talk about compression. But most of the compression comes through the microphone. So the question is this something that really is in the ether that we're capturing, or is this something that we're psychically transposing onto a medium?
Just to get a little bit more clarity here in what you're saying, in other words, we may be, in essence, an acoustic medium for a particular energy, thought form, disincarnate spirit, ghost, whatever term you want to use, is using us as almost a transducer or something that is actually relaying acoustic information out. But we're not really saying anything during these recordings. I mean, we're completely silent. So where is that, number one, where's the convergence point? Number two, how is that relayed out in acoustic form so that it can be then picked up by an analog microphone and then, you know, digitally, you know, captured?
Well, let me ask you this. Let's just consider it as a thought. or a combination of thoughts of the different researchers, a combination of researchers that are in the environment. It doesn't necessarily have to be a physical vocal thing. You know, there's that famous quantum theory that matter only exists because humans are there to observe it. In other words, if there's a tree in a woods and no human's ever seen it, it's been in a constant state of deterioration and doesn't no longer exist. It literally, the molecular structure falls apart because without the strength of human observation, it doesn't have the energy to hold itself together. So,
I hate to kind of jump in on that one there, Michael, but that's kind of over the top there, buddy. In other words, all those forests up in Siberia.
We're looking at a full range of possibilities, too. You have to.
Right. But, you know, I think the old axiom is if a tree falls in the forest and nobody is there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. I think that's kind of what you're referring to. But you're actually saying the trees don't exist unless someone's there to observe them. And there's a big difference.
That's correct. And I always thought the axiom was if a man's in the woods and he's all alone and there's not a woman around to hear him, is he still wrong? But
well, the problem with that is he probably is.
Yeah, but what's he doing in the woods alone? That's what the woman will ask. but the point is, yeah, there's actually a theory out there that matter retains its physical properties because of human observation, the power of human observation.
You're kind of suggesting that we're living inside a giant virtual simulation, that we're actually in some sort of VR program or something.
Gee, I'm not the only one that's ever thought that, Chris.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a new concept. I mean, and is there some reality to it? Then you have to question, you know, I question, therefore I'm God.
Well, how about trail cams? Trail cam can be set up and no one's there to observe them, yet they're able to capture real physical events in the environment.
Until the point of observation, right. Then once it's
observed. No. I mean, just because a trail cam image isn't observed by somebody doesn't mean that it's not there.
But there's no proof of it because no one's observed it. It's a circular argument, you know, yeah, is what it is. Right, exactly. Secondary to, I was using it as a side post to where I was actually going with it. Where I'm actually going with the idea is it possible that our collective energy, and now we're going into Sheldrake, or even before that, I would say Edgar Allan Poe's Eureka, but is it possible that our collective energy, or at least the subgroup of the researchers in any given environment, isn't contributing to the haunting? In other words,
answer that question. Are they causing it to happen, the collective unconscious, maybe? More to come with Michael Esposito, Gene, and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Micah Hanks of the Gray Alien Report, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We have EVP Chris, and I hear the silence.
Also catch the light.
That's my favorite.
That's your favorite?
Yeah, the blue and the gold shall catch the light.
I think I have that on there. I think I sent it.
Yeah, that's a classic. That's a classic one.
And that's actually a good example about what I'm talking about, too. You know, a lot of people say, well, you have to be careful because you take away any negative energy or any positive energy of a place that you're working, and you can carry it or transpose it to another place. So a lot of times, even more seasoned researchers could be bringing a whole lot of baggage, I guess, into a particular environment and contaminating their own research. The EVP that Chris was talking about was one that we captured at the Sally House called the Blue and the Gold. If you look through your list, try one of our EVPs out here, you can see the blue and gold could catch the light.
Is this something you have here that you want me to play?
Yeah.
I have to look for it here. It's called the Blue and Gold.
Yes.
The blue and gold. Are we ready? This is a loud one, folks. Here we go. The blue and the gold could catch the light.
The blue and the gold catch the light.
Well, that sounds like something you can understand it, at least.
Well, you know, we're getting way ahead of ourselves here. Michael, I think, first of all, my original question still stands. How did you get interested in this subject to begin with? What kind of background do you have? Talk about your Army experience in Desert Storm a little bit, and give us, kind of give some of our newer listeners who weren't here 5-6 years ago to hear your first appearance on the show, you know, catch people up on who you are, how you got involved, and, some of the things that you've been working on.
Well, I was always interested in experimental and industrial music, basically non-mainstream stuff, and a lot of stuff that was either purely noise or field recording in nature. I remember as a child listening to the sounds of the semis on the highway in the wee hours of the morning or the thumping of the furnace, and actually really enjoying the sound of it and finding a lot of comfort and peace in it, and enjoy it probably a lot more than music. So I've always been kind of attuned to sounds as music, you know, in sort of a John Cage, I guess, kind of way. And I'm referring to 433, where he played nothing for 4 minutes, and people were forced to listen to the sounds around them. Eventually, you know, how I actually got into EVP research is I was building a mid-tower computer. I used to modify and hack computers, and I was building a German Teratech, like a 32-track studio in a mid-tower case. And I was trying to mod the frequency ranges on it. I ran into some of the CVP stuff, and I tried it, and I got absolutely incredible results from the very beginning, and literally been hooked ever since. And then it was just natural down the road to start taking these voices and build them into constructs or compositions, if you will, of listening music. And most of my recordings, and quite a few of them, you'll hear is all sounds made from a particular environment. So they're phenomenological snapshots. They're everything that was in the room at the time, chopped up and rearranged, but maintaining the legitimacy or the original frequency values. So basically it's really a sort of a snapshot of a room or a place, you know, cemetery, whatever, rearranged into an aesthetic composition or an aesthetic picture, if you will.
Okay. Well, how did you get involved with Army acoustic work in the field?
Most of that was, you know, I was in desert. I got my Army commission from the University of Notre Dame, and in Desert Storm and Desert Shield, actually the whole three tours, I was in PSYOPs and other fields in the military, wore civilian clothes. I lived previously in Egypt, so I spoke plausible Arabic, and you know, and a lot of that was involved with that. So some of that, you know, again, there wasn't, you know, I wasn't creating or recreating like the old classic Vietnam piece where we were emulating dead people, you know, wandering the jungles of Vietnam because they couldn't get buried in time, and playing them over loudspeakers of Hueys or anything like that. But
so were you beaming Arabic into the heads of troops in trenches that were so freaked out that they came out and started kissing the feet of GIs because Muhammad had been talking to them in their heads, or anything kind of sci-fi like that?
Well, no, but music's always been a factor. I mean, in sound, I mean, we've always used the pleasant musics to disarm ourselves in a way that, you know, hey, they listen to our music, everything's cool. You know, it's kind of like someone listens to Barry Manilow walking to a hip hop concert. You're just not going to get a whole lot of good response. You know, but if you, well, you know, it's kind of a, you know what I'm saying?
I remember, for an example of acoustic PSYOPs operations, I remember this from the Waco siege and also from the siege of Manuel Noriega at the Vatican Embassy in Panama, where the sounds of rabbits being slaughtered and heavy metal music and weird sort of demonic background, backwards masking type stuff was going on.
You didn't bring up the Barney theme song from Three Kings or whatever. Was that the name of that movie, Three Kings?
Yeah, Three Kings, right.
Yeah. I'm surprised that one didn't come up. That's what I usually get.
Well, I'm cutting to the stuff that's been publicly acknowledged by the military, just to keep you from having to divulge classified projects and that sort of thing. But you were involved in some pretty sophisticated EM generated sound acoustic waves that the average person really isn't aware of. For instance, in New York for a short time, there was a billboard promoting a TV show that if you stood in one place on the sidewalk, you could hear the actual acoustic signature of the ad in your head. And as soon as you stepped out of the range of the EM field, then that voice would disappear from in your head. There was no apparent acoustic signature. If you were nearby, you couldn't hear anything. You'd just hear it reverberate inside your head. How sophisticated do you think our technology is in the military and the intelligence services?
That's actually a very old concept. In fact, they attribute that kind of to the widespread appeal of classical music, that the frequencies involved in a lot of the composition of classical music vibrate the inner ear hairs and create sounds in your head that aren't actually played. In fact, there was a famous female on my wall. I posted a great interview by her a long time ago. It was a female electronic music pioneer from the 60s and 70s that would create electronic music that actually would create tones that weren't being played in the individual listener's ears based on vibrating of the hair on the inner ears and the anvil and hammer, of course. You know, so the whole concept of that billboard is actually not new technology or anything. It's just a new application of it.
Let's do our break here and continue with this. Michael Esposito, EVPs, with EVP Chris and Jean. I don't get anything in front of my name, although some people use words I can't repeat. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got like, I guess, 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo Tote Bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
That is EVP, Chris. We now know where that voice comes from. Michael, I'm sorry I had a kind of break off your discussion a little bit there. Would you continue, please?
Yeah, I know the conversation keeps taking off different veins, and I think a lot of this interview is going to be a lot of corralling more than anything, because
I'm trying to give our listeners a sense of your background, how you arrived to the place that you're at today as one of the acknowledged top experts on the planet in haunted site acoustic recordings. I have seen with my own eyes, and I'm as you know, Michael, when I that first trip we took, I was rolling my eyes and I was really skeptical about the whole concept. Sure, I heard some Class A EVPs and they sounded impressive, but I wasn't there when they were recorded. It's like, come on, show me. You know, it's almost like I was born in Missouri. I need to be shown these things. I need to experience them. And by the time we were done, going to Mantino, going to the Rico D's restaurant, we didn't really get anything at the Studebaker Mansion. But Mantino and Rico D's, I mean, how do you explain? Let's set up for our audience the Rico D's amazing, amazing recording that to this day I still can't wrap my head around how this could possibly have happened. You have to picture this, listeners. Here we arrive. It's a restaurant that used to be the country house for Al Capone. It was his private little bordello, his place where his guys would hang out. The second floor was a house of ill repute, a private bordello. There were tunnels that went from this place to the Chicago River. It had an amazing history after Capone, in the 20s and 30s. And then onwards, it was a biker bar. Someone was killed in the attic. And when we walked in, the owner of the restaurant, the first thing he really told us is nobody goes up into the attic. And we can get into it a little later why, but he considered it kind of off limits and very dangerous. And so everybody kind of agreed. And the first thing Michael did was he snuck up there, hit record, put it there, and then snuck back down before anybody could see him. So we're going through the night. We're having this investigation. And at one point, about 45 minutes after we'd gotten there, 45 minutes to an hour, a group of us were standing around a table on the second floor. I was changing out batteries in my video camera, and we were kind of talking in low tones, in kind of hushed voices. Everybody was being kind of quiet. And there was a lull in the conversation, and out of the blue, we heard this, well, I can't even say it, but it's F-U. And everybody Everybody's eyes got wide, and we looked around, and we could tell nobody had cursed us out. You know, around the table, it was somebody else's voice. It was just loud as could be, like somebody in the room had cursed us out and said, F you. And as we're sitting there going, did you say, you know, we're looking around, here comes Michael and the owner of the restaurant down the hallway. And they walk into the room and we excitedly say, you won't believe what just happened here. And what did he say, the owner of the restaurant? He made some phrase like, wow, I can't believe that just happened, or I can't believe that happened, or he said a phrase.
Right, wow, it's amazing, or I can't believe that just happened, it's amazing what you find here, or something like that.
Right, but it was a very distinct
it was a very sentence, distinct,
and by yeah. this time I had switched out batteries, and I recorded him saying this as he walks into the room. Well, days later, when we go into the studio to sync up the audio recordings from the various recorders that we had, because everything was very done with time codes, and we were able to sync everything up easily, because we went into the investigation knowing that everything had to be synced up, all three cameras, all the audio recordings, we had time code and all that. And we took the recording, device that Michael had put up in the attic, and within 5 minutes of him hitting record, the owner of the restaurant's voice said that phrase that he said when he walked into the room 45 minutes later on the second floor below the attic, and we got a recording of him saying that, but it was different. It seemed like somebody, like a really good mimic, imitating his voice, but he didn't get the inflection was a little wrong, the timing was a little wrong, but the words were exactly the same.
And the meter and the rhythm were perfect, yeah.
It was the most amazing example of some sort of time dilation effect that me, as you know, a so-called investigator, I have never encountered anything that has come close to that, and from and that was just the beginning. I mean we could do a couple of shows on all the investigations that we've done here in Arizona, in Illinois, and the EVPs we did at the Murrow Building Memorial Park in Oklahoma City with the kids screaming and people yelling a bomb. You know, I really feel that there's something to this whole acoustic phenomenon. And Michael, later on in the show, we'll talk about some of the trips that you've taken around the world, the EVPs that you got in the catacombs in Paris and the Colosseum in Rome. This is, a really underappreciated aspect of haunted site investigations in terms of trying to take it to the scientific mainstream and say, here's the evidence chain. How do you explain this?
But so, let me just interject something real quick.
Go ahead. I'm monopolizing the show here.
Well, no, just before we move too far away from Rick O'Dee's, which is now called Irish Legends, which is an amazing place, but across the street from it, directly across the street from it, it was like a two-lane road, there was a very special place called Willowbrook Ballroom. That was the site that Resurrection Mary initially danced at, or the story of Resurrection Mary is centered around the Willowbrook Ballroom, right across the street from Irish Legends, which was Rick O'Dee's. And you guys probably haven't heard, but a couple days before Halloween, it burnt to the ground.
Really? Well, who is Resurrection Mary, first of all?
Resurrection Mary is a famous, what they call a woman in white haunting in Chicago, on right there on Archer Avenue, where Irish Legends and Willowbrook Ballroom is. And in the 30s, a girl went dancing against her. Here's the story, anyway. Went dancing against her father's wishes with a young boy, and something happened that he had not taken her home or something, and she got hit and killed by a car. And throughout the years, people have seen her walking along the street. Taxi drivers and others have picked her up in the car to be asked to be dropped off at the cemetery, Resurrection Cemetery in Justice, Illinois, or at the ballroom, and just appeared out of the car without paying fare. A young man was dancing with her in the 50s in the Willowbrook Ballroom, and she seemed very odd and strange, and saying she was cold, he lent her his senior jacket, his Letterman jacket, which was later found on her tombstone in the Resurrection Cemetery. The most famous thing that happened was in Resurrection Cemetery, a taxi driver saw a woman. It looked like she was trapped within the cemetery after it was locked up, holding on to the bars. And so he called the police, and the police arrived, and they didn't find anything. But the two places where she was holding on to the bars were horribly melted with handprints in them, including you could actually see fingerprints, which drew so much attention that the church actually had to cut the bars out of the fence and then replace them, which there's some speculation of where those bars actually are. But the legend of Resurrection Mary is probably as famous as the Curse of the Goat is in Chicago, if not more. And her original dance was held at the Willowbrook Ballroom right across the street from Rick O'Dee's, or which now Irish Legends. And it just burned down a couple days before Halloween to the ground.
So we're talking, what, recently, this year?
What's that?
This year?
Yeah, this year. Just a few days ago. But, yeah, I know. Well, I'm just adding to the whole, because we're talking about Irish Legends or Rick O'Dee's and the filming that we
right
did.
Right across the street.
And right across the street was the Willowbrook Ballroom. And this the whole story of the area, the whole story of the thing just continues to grow. And believe me, if you don't think there aren't going to be things said about this in the future, there will be.
You know, there will be this announcement coming up, and we want you to listen to it, because that's how the network makes money. Maybe we don't, but we have our own ads, too, sometimes. We have Michael Esposito with Gene and with Chris. You're in
the para cast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.